Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I'm always turned on with the Holy Ghost. Anyway.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to do the teaching first because it lines up with the word of prophecy we just had. Not that the prophet's corner doesn't, but I want to do this one first. This is called the inner life.
The inner life.
This is 2:25. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 13. Okay, we're going to start with verse 1. This is the beast system in description right here. It said, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea." Sea is representative of multitudes, people, can be, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. So these are men, leaders, whatever. And upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. I'm not going to go into all what each beast means, but they're nations. And I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wanted after the beast, which I believe that's the fall of the Berlin Wall when communism spread throughout the Western world. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. This is the Admiralty Maritime Law that we're under, that we're coming out from under. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. In other words, this is the boomerang. This is what's coming on this system. I'm just of a mind, you know, those that push the vax, maybe they die by a lethal vax. There was a deep stater that was involved in that, had pushed the COVID vaccine, that they found in her cell, vigilante style, 250 injections of COVID vaccine. Killed her. That's on real raw news. Yeah. And I beheld another beast coming out. It says right here, let me read that again. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patient and the faith of the saint. In other words, this is the boomerang. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon, which I believe this is the religious system, the Vatican. He looks like a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. They had their due weapons. That's what just happened in California again. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The tail eye vision. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And the number is 666. I want to show you something right quick. Oh, wait a minute, it's up here. These are logos of all. Now, we're not going to go through each little thing. I'm just going to just show you a few here. These are logos of networks, companies that carry the 666. There's Google, carries the 666. Google. All right. Telling you, it's number of a man. These corporations. All the media is owned by six corporations. This is OpenAI, Baphomet, Bitcoin. Baphomet 666 Bitcoin. BlackRock 666. World Economic Forum, 666. It's the number of a man. World Economic Forum, Audi, Google Chrome. Right, there's Audi again with the 666. BP, I'm not sure what that is, but it's got the emblem. Huh? Oh. Anyway, I could probably have a hole that thick of all the different things. This is our world is programmed with this imaging. Tell lie vision. The beast. The system. The number of a man. Corporations. Keep that all in mind. In the secular world, this number of a man is reflected in different ways. It is everywhere, hidden in plain sight, in our face, and in our space, 24/7. Now I'm going to read Health Food by Kenneth Hagin. This is January 30th. Satan and his agenda comes from the outside, trying to get in. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God works from the inside out. Healing begins in your spirit. Even physical healing for your body begins in your spirit. God doesn't start on the outside and work to the inside. That's what medical science does, Big Pharma does. They're part of the beast system. No, he starts on the inside and works to the outside. So don't look on the outside for physical healing. Look on the inside because that's where he'll begin working. If you will look on the inside, if you will yield to what that something on the inside of you and not pay so much attention to your outward symptoms, you'll eventually look around for those symptoms and find that they're gone. Once when death had come to fasten its final throes upon me, I started laughing in my spirit. It bubbled up and started rolling out of my mouth. I was laughing in the face of death. The devil said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "I'm laughing at you because you see, you're going to have to leave. I'm not dying now. God's not through with me. I want you to know that." And the devil left. The Lord always begins working on the inside. You can know things on the inside that you don't see on the outside. You can know things in your spirit that your head can't comprehend. But because you know it in your spirit and believe it, you begin to say, and because you say it, it will shortly come to pass. It is God who is at work within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is his will that I walk in health and be well, and he is working in my spirit, my soul, and my body. Okay, let's keep going here. So God works from within, not without. If people would get a hold of this, it would make a huge difference in their lives. And we're going to look at a couple scriptures right quick. Philippians 2:13 is the first one. I'm just sitting in my chair, minding my own business, reading my Bible. They say the Lord begins to tell me this. 2:13. For it is God, just what I read, which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then Colossians 1:27. to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So it's an inside operation all the way. There is no flesh applied, not supposed to be. Except you walk in like you are, or whatever the word says you are, in your body. Act like it from your soul. It is human nature to look on the outside, but it is spiritual nature to look to the inside. God works in us, and it's an inside job, like pregnancy, formed in secret, but eventually comes to maturity, and there is birth into the outside world. We get discouraged when we don't see the results in the natural, but we should not do so. It does not mean a thing, for what is taking place is inside. Y'all get that? Let me say it again. We get discouraged when we don't see results in the natural. That's why people run to the doctor, people that think they want to believe by faith. They're looking to the outside to get to see the results, to gauge where they are instead of the inside. We get discouraged when we don't see the results in the natural, but we should not do so. It does not mean a thing, for what is taking place is inside. What is working inside will eventually show itself on the outside, like a baby being formed in secret. Jesus gave us this analogy. This is John chapter 12, verse 24. I tell you, if you listen to these visitations, it'll change your perspective totally. It'll hook you up. It does. It will do so. This is 12:24. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." What is he talking about? He's talking about the flesh life. You're laying down. You're taking up your cross and following him. You're crucified with him. "For if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." What is he saying? If a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. It abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. In other words, he's talking about the flesh. His flesh is going to die, but it's going to bring forth much fruit. He's following Father's plan to go to the cross for our salvation. And we do the same thing. We lay our lives down to follow the Spirit and do what the Spirit says. It may appear we're losing our natural life, but what will come from that is a life like you've never known. Okay. It's time for us to take off our sackcloth and ashes and stop gauging everything from a fleshly manifestation. God does not lie, and he is at work in you. If you plant the seed, you must see it through until it breaks ground. Philippians 1:6. God's faithful. "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." In other words, when Jesus comes, we'll be changed. We'll be like him. All that other's over. But until that day, he's begun a good work in you, and he says he will perform it until that day. Jesus marveled at this man and said they had great faith. Turn the page here. This is Mark chapter 8. Starting with verse 5 here. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented, Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Matthew?
No, you said Mark.
I'm sorry. Well, let's get that behind us. Okay. All right. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Just to take him at his word and act like it was so. We have been MK Ultra'd. We've come under those influences our whole life. I just showed you all these corporations. Satan works from the outside in. He wants to get you to say what you do not want because he knows how it works. Satan does not want your faith to work positively, for he would be out of a job. He wants to get your faith turned to do bad things. He knows how creation worked. He knows how God did it. And he knows that you're made, we'll read that scripture here in a minute, that you're made in his image and likeness to produce just like he does from the inside out. All right. Now go to this is Matthew 15. I've brought these two scriptures so many times, but it's kind of like Matthew 6. It's one of those, everybody would groan when I'd say, turn to Matthew 6. Right here, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees here. Start with verse 11 there. He said, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, that defileth a man. What does the deep state do? Oh, you can't eat that. It's poisoning you. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, if you eat candy, it'll rot your teeth. Oh, everything is external. So you watch everything you do. You operate in fear in everything you do. You watch everything you eat, everything you put on your body, even the fabrics you wear. Anything you clean with, anything you put in your mouth, you're operating in fear. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth that defileth a man. And then you're speaking it 24/7. You hear it all the time. Just turn on Truth or podcast. That's all they advertise is health aids. All this new formula. Detox formula. I can't think of all of them now, but there's hundreds of them. All right. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? If I was in a church today, probably saying that, they'd probably be offended to me too. And he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? It goes in, goes down into the acid, and out the intestines. Oh, but that causes this, and that causes that. Yes, because you're speaking it into existence with your mouth. Fear. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Production. For out of the heart proceed what? The heart there is your mind, will, and emotions. Evil thoughts. Murders. Adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but the evil, unwashing hands defileth not a man. I heard a man in a hearing, a congressional hearing, say, you can drink Roundup and it wouldn't hurt you. And you see all the programming. I don't know if they still push the Roundup programming. Oh, you don't dare use that. I'm telling you, this is how the devil works. This is how his programming works. He's got the whole world and all the Christians with it under that spell. Mark 7. He says it again, just a little bit differently, but it's basically the same. I went to pass, sorry. 7:14. You tell this to people, they just look at you like a cow at a new gate. They don't even know what to do with that. They sit there and go, moo, moo. They might as well. All right, 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. When he had entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable, and he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart. There's the production center. The heart. The middle. But into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. I tell you what, it hits that acid, ain't nothing going through nothing, going nowhere. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and all these evil things come from within and defile the man. And the world system says, no, it's what's without. Be afraid of everything. Because fear works just like faith works, but you get the results you don't want. Is that clear enough? All right. Can you see why you cannot confuse this issue? If you'll get a hold of this, it'll keep you from being discouraged. It'll help you maintain your faith stand, too. Say, that can't hurt me. I'm not going and saying, drink Roundup. I'm just saying, put the silliness aside, because it's what it is. They like to burn everybody up with the stupid, hand sanitizer. The dispenser, the metal in the dispenser was rotting. But they want you everywhere you go to wash your hands with it? To kill the germs? No, it's to kill you. Burn your hands. They don't do anything to help you. They hate you. They want to kill you. What's the devil's agenda? Kill, steal, destroy. That's it. They want to steal all your money and kill you. I don't know what is so hard to understand about that. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. Okay. We're made just like God to produce like God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. First three verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. It was, in other words, it was just a clean slate. God could have said anything he wanted right there. It was void. The darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It said to think deeply or to brood. Think deeply. We should think before we speak. Think deeply before you speak. Yeah. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light. It was good. All right. Then over here. 26. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He never meant for it to be in the hands of the game wardens, I'm telling you. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That didn't mean work by the sweat of your brow. That was the devil's agenda. That's what happened after the fall. He wanted them to speak, think deeply, and speak. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. I wonder if, you know, if that's the way we would have had children. Sure would have been a lot easier. I don't know. Because the devil turned everything upside down. God's perfect world. Romans 12. Now you can see the first thing after being born again filled with spirit that a Christian should do is start renewing their mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Just learning these simple things. Here it is in the Amplified. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Be not conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Why do you renew your mind? So you can know the will. What's in the will? He left you a will. You know what? Most people, if they thought somebody left them something in their will, they'd be down there so fast, lickety-split. Find out what did leave me. We ought to be that way about God's Word. You must get your thinking straight about God and His ways. We can no longer be double-minded. Mixing flesh with spirit comes up empty. Not going to work. This is James chapter 2. Is it two? Help me out here. I didn't write it down, Danny. The double-minded man.
Chapter 1.
Let me write that down.
Verse 5 through 8.
Club that one good. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You're not going to produce anything being double-minded. It's up to you to break the MKUltra programming in your life. Paul addressed this issue in Romans chapter 1. He talked about the present condition in this world. He talked about homosexuality, depravity. But he said it's up to you. He said he wasn't ashamed of the gospel. He's not ashamed to preach it. I know there's a lot of people that are ashamed to, especially even ministers, are afraid to address the issue. they might lose their tithers or something because of it, because of the woke agenda. Just like that bishop, comes to find out, she has a bunch of funding coming from all these bad companies. That's why she did what she did to President Trump. The money. Follow the money, honey. Give me enough money, I'll say anything. A bishop. All right, let's read Romans 1. I know we've read it over and over, but we'll read it again. If someone tries to tell you that there's no anything about homosexuality in the New Testament, well, you can go, there is. There's plenty to say. We'll start with 16. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, I want you to observe, since Obama pushed through secretly same-sex marriage through the Supreme Court back in 2015? Look what has happened. It's like an explosion of perversion. No little kids were ever thinking about being something other than they were. They didn't have any of these gross skanks reading them stories in the library until this happened. This ought to be our number one target. We've got to get rid of same-sex marriage. They've already taken the T off of the LGB. Yeah, now it's LGB, not LBGT. They've taken the tranny off. The DEI, the diversific, whatever. Yeah, they've taken the T off. They're too... They got to have all kinds of drugs to stay as nasty as they are, if you don't, you know. And so that makes them volatile. It makes them intolerable. If you insult them, they go ballistic on you. I'm talking about the air traffic controllers yesterday, President Trump, and he got backlash because he was saying they're allowing anything and everything. We ought to have people that are geniuses in these positions. But because of the DEI, now they have to let anything and everything in. It's compromised everything. But he got rid of it with an executive order. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. At some point, you got to make a stand. Just make sure it's on the right side. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. In other words, they know the truth. They deliberately choose to go against it. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Just look at the animals. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their lifestyles are from vain imaginations. That's this Antichrist agenda. They have learned that behavior. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. In other words, they worship idols. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, which mostly in the Bible you see mainly men, and they call them sodomites. Sodomy used to, I think, is still on the books against the law in Texas. So I guess you could go to jail for it. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the women burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, their reprobate in their minds, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful. We can hardly contain them. They're so vile. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? But that's how God thinks about it. When the MK Ultra programming gets this bad, God begins to dismantle it. This is why we are where we are. If God didn't stop it, they would wipe us out. You think they won't? You just think again. God doesn't lie, and he knows exactly. He's dealt with this kind of crap before. Several places in the Bible. Genesis chapter 6. I'm not so sure it wasn't going on in Genesis chapter 11, because they were going to build a tower to God and go and overthrow God. Well, you know, who put that in their head? The one that got kicked out of heaven, you think? There's other places. The tribe of Ephraim nearly got wiped out. It was Benjamin. Nearly got wiped out because they partook of sodomy. The other tribes turned on them and killed them. God don't like it. Why? It's destructive. It's destructive behavior. And that's where we've been. We've gotten as low as you can go. And the fact is, it's covered. It's not just in Egypt this time. It's not just in Babylon or wherever in the scriptures. Not just with Nimrod. It's all over the earth. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures, and Jesus is very plain what he says in his word. He's not going to make any exception because somebody decides they're going to live another way. Oh, well, God wouldn't send anybody to hell. I've even heard a Christian say that. I just wanted to slap them. You really think God would send them to hell? I said, no, they send themselves to hell. God's already made the way for you to go to heaven, so you don't have to go to hell. But if you choose to go against him and his ways, you will go to hell. All right. I didn't intend to even get on that, but anyway, it needed to be said. Matthew 24. We need to pray for those that Satan has bound. All right. Start with 36 there. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, but not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Are we there? For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. Really, his name is Noe, if you pronounce it right from the Hebrew, Noe. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful, wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I want to say this. Love is not just ooey-gooey. It also speaks the truth. Love speaks the truth. Okay. Another area that's been compromised is recreation. Most have no clue what the refreshing of the Lord is. Most confuse it with disengaging from everything and just going off somewhere to the world system, you know, to programming centers to have fun, Disneyland or whatever, to have fun and relax. It's called a vacation. Vacate. Do you see the agenda here? I call it distraction, because that's what these places have become, or distractions. Now I want to read some words to you here. This is Isaiah chapter 28, and we're talking about the inner life here. Don't forget what we're talking about, the inner life. When our outer life becomes so vile that it overtakes everything, something's wrong. All right. Isaiah. Verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here little, there little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Refreshing comes from the inside, not the outside. Okay, Acts. Right here, verse 19, 3. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Here's what it means, refreshing. Recovery of breath, a revival. From the inside out, not the outside in. You've heard people say, I got to come home and rest up from my vacation. Why? They probably got filled with all kinds of crap. That's why. Watched crap, ate crap, and did crap. Am I telling the truth here today? I am. I know it's strong, but I can't do anything but bring it the way the Lord wants me to. I challenge you today to never look to the natural for confirmation, but always look inside. If you'll do this, you'll start winning instead of losing. To me, to walk around sad all the time and depressed, that's losing. Who wants that? Here's a little rhyme the Lord gave me. The inside direction will bring outside correction. The inside direction will bring outside correction. Okay? We have the helper inside us to do that, to help us do that. This is Romans chapter 8. That's another one I've just about wore out. Starting with 26 there. When you get to where you always look to the inside to get your answers, you're on the right track. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So he's in there to make sure God's will always happens for you. If we'll wait long enough to get an answer. When you govern from the inner life, it will reflect in the outer life. Another little saying. When you govern from the inner life, it will reflect in the outer life. It will happen. It will. We've got to unlearn a bunch from our MK Ultra programming and learn from the Bible. All right, look at John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know, what really bothers me about the LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever community is this. They have simply lost their identity. And your identity is in Christ, not in your sex. See how the devil distorts? Your identity is in your sexual preference? No. That is a total distortion. The devil's behind it 100%. No, your identity is in Christ Jesus. That young man that wrote the book that was a homosexual, he said, my sexuality was 90% of my life. And then when he got born again, he said, it became 10% and Jesus became 90%. He finally found out who he was, a son of God. These people have just been lied to. They need to know what the Word says about them. You've been called to be a son of God. Why settle for that? All right. Just think about how it would be if you didn't speak or do anything unless you had the go-ahead from the inside. You'd walk just like Jesus did. He said, I don't do anything independent of the Father. Okay, 1 Peter 2, 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. We're to walk in his footsteps. He only did what the Father said do. Okay, when we walk and talk this way, we can expect this kind of response. This is Mark 11. You know, a lot of people use that scripture, and every time they want something, they'll spout this scripture off, and they never see anything happen. Well, it's because they didn't wait for the Holy Spirit to say inside, talk to that tree, curse it. This is 11:22-24. If we wait like Jesus waited, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. It was God cursing the fig tree, right? It's like he's told us to image inside doing the things that Jesus did. And then the Holy Spirit will speak to us and say, okay, go over and lay your hands on that person and they are healed. God's doing that through you. It's not just saying words. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. So there's faith involved. It's not just words. There's faith involved. When the Holy Ghost on the inside of you says, speak this, let it be, then it'll be. Not just because you say it 150,000 times a day. No. It's a dead work. Dead work. How many times have we spoken this scripture and how many fig trees have we seen dry up? None. Jesus walked in the Spirit and the words he said came from within. They were not just empty, idle words. This is one of the doctrines of the faith right here. Hebrews 6:1, talking about repentance from dead works. I'm teaching that series right now on television. Repentance from dead works. You could say repentance from dead words even. All right, let's read the Kenneth Hagin Faith Food here. This is February 1st. Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's Colossians 1:27. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ is dwelling in you. Is he any less Christ in you than he was when he was on the earth? No, he's the same Christ. He has all of his power. He has all of his ability. He has all of his glory. He has all of his miracle-working power. He has all of his enablements. And Christ in you, you just have to know how to turn him loose. Someone once said to Smith Wigglesworth, you must be something big, something great. No, Wigglesworth replied, how many people did he raise from the dead? I don't remember how many. I just remember that the scripture says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I just know the greater one is in me and the greater one does the work. There's the key right there. The greater one in you does the work. How do you turn Christ loose in you? How do you put the greater one to work? You do it by faith. When you wait on him, he gives you the go-ahead. It happens. We've seen it happen. We have all three of us have seen it happen. Okay. When the devil finds out that he can't get an inroad into you, what do you think he's going to do? I got one more scripture here. This is James 4. If you're waiting on the Holy Spirit inside you to give you the say, what to do, where to go, whatever, I'd say that's submitting to God, wouldn't you? Verse 6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. You have to humble yourself to let God do it instead of you do it yourself. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. This is a total inside operation. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the mystery of Christ that most Christians know nothing about. Good.